Going forward, if you have to start a sentence saying, this is going to sound sexist, just don't say the rest of the sentence.
What are you doing there, bud?
Eating some cereal.
Right now?
Yeah.
You
clapped?
I did clap, yeah. So you maybe not.
Oh, do you put milk in your cereal or do you eat it dry?
You know, it kind of depends, actually.
I only eat it dry.
Really?
I can't stand soggy cereal, so I just go for the dry.
Milk and cereal smacks, though, but then sometimes, call me weird, I like eating the cereal dry and drinking milk.
That makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense. Do you ever do that?
No.
Strictly drink water, eat cereal?
Yeah. I don't know. I just don't like soggy cereal. And then milk would actually be... Dang, I didn't think of that.
It's nice. It's refreshing. You get the perfect combination of both. You can mix it up however you want. If you had too much cereal, drink more milk. It's great.
Have you ever put
highly recommend.
Have you ever put water in your cereal? Like you're out of milk?
I have done that before in my life, yes.
Does it taste different?
It's doable, for sure. You can definitely use water to substitute milk in your cereal, for sure. I think a great way to start this podcast is just with three nice in through the nose, out through the mouth breaths.
I said a little extra S's.
Because did you know that when you breathe through your nose, it actually is filtering the air and it makes it, number one, way better for you when you're inhaling oxygen. But it increases the oxygen in your breath 20% by each breath if you're breathing through your nose.
Where'd you learn this fact? I need a fact check. Fact check.
Source, trust me, bro.
You watching on TikTok?
Back in the day, like Native Americans, like tribe people, sorry if I didn't say the right word there, they would cover their baby's mouth while they're sleeping to train it to breathe through their nose. So that's a fun fact. So let's hit three real quick. In through the nose. Everyone at home. Trust me, it calms you down. Any situation.
But like when you're breathing through your nose, I feel like I don't get a great enough breath sometimes.
That, yeah, your nose might be like, a little congested.
When you're say running really fast and then it's like you have to just go hit that.
But that's why you train yourself to breathe through your nose. Anyways, what is up, everyone? Welcome back. Is this episode 9? 10?
10.
This is episode
double
10.
Digits.
Double digits. The 10th episode uploaded on the No Fox Given. The only podcast that matters.
Oh, yes.
If I do say so myself.
Oh, sorry. My phone beeped. That sounds says.
It's been a hectic last 2 weeks. Me and Maverick have really submerged ourselves in the world, the art of podcasting, I would say so myself. We've had a pretty hectic week, man.
Oh, we have. I got canceled. What else?
Maverick is being TikTok canceled right now, which we are going to get to in just a minute. Also, in this podcast, look forward, we are going to be announcing the winner of the giveaway for the iPhone 12 or PS5. Also, the trip out to my house to be on the podcast. We're announcing the winners of that in this podcast, so make sure you stick around. We're also going to dive extra deep into talking about Maverick getting canceled for his very first time due to some things said on the last podcast. But let's start off by just talking about the stock market, because that's the hot topic going on right now. Everyone knows about Wall Street bets at this point. Even you know about it.
I know, and I'm not someone that even thinks about investing, so, or like even dabbling in.
How'd you hear about Wall Street bets, and what is
Bro,
it to you?
It's the only, okay, so Wall Street Bet is like a Redditor group or Discord group, and they just talk about what they're betting on, and people follow it, and so they know their bets are saved. If they have a bunch of followers saying, hey, we're all going to bet in this
right.
group.
So this last 2 weeks, I'd say trading stocks became a pretty normal, trendy thing to do. Like, it's a normal part of society now.
Yes, everyone does it. I can't even tell you like how many people come up to me like at work and go, you got Robinhood? You got Robinhood? You hear about Neo something? You hear about whatever?
Do you know about Neo?
I just
know. Electric car company, competitor to Tesla.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know it was that. He just said, you got to get into Neo, man. Gotta get into Neo.
Trust me, bro.
Trust me.
Source, trust me, bro. Any 22-year-old to 28-year-old, if you've met a male in those age ranges, even females, everyone is getting into stock trading, and they'll all probably tell you, did you hear about the hedge fund managers putting millions and millions of dollars betting against GameStop that it's going to go down? So all these normal people bet a bunch of money on GameStop to make it go up and go against the hedge fund managers.
We're sticking it to the man.
Everyone knows what's going on right now. And I want to kind of talk about myself investing a little bit, because naturally, I feel like I have the biggest FOMO of everything.
Of course. So how much money did you make?
All the time. How much money did I make, or how much money did I lose?
Oh, sure.
So I have a financial advisor who runs my like big portfolio of investing of all sorts.
Yes.
And then I dabble in Robinhood for myself. I've been trading stocks since like 2017. Like, and I'm not going to claim I'm a day trader by any means, but I've dabbled since like 2017. It's always been like a fun thing for me. I started with like $5,000 in my account. I got it up to at one point like $13,000. Just playing around. Like, I'm not. It's not like a life dependency of like, if I don't make money, I'm going to not be able to survive. It's just more of a fun thing for me to do. So at one point I got the count up to 13K, and then I completely forgot about it. I didn't touch it for like 2 years. I left my money in these stocks that just kept plummeting. I ended up back at like $3,500. Okay. And then this whole thing has been happening. Dogecoin, cryptocurrency, which is a meme coin. If you guys know about Dogecoin, that's another really, really big thing right now. And I got FOMO, man. I started putting money in stuff. When I shouldn't have.
Did you talk to your financial advisor about it?
No.
Oh, no.
No, because I have that account. Like, that account's safe. So any money I do, I'm confident. If I lose it, it's for fun, which is cool and nice.
Have you ever, though, like, went to your financial manager and said, hey, I actually need that money right now because I'm about to invest in this?
No, because it's all extra money. I don't pull anything out of my actual investment account. Again, it's really just to learn. Also, the way I look at it, if I lose a couple $100 and I entertain myself and I learned a thing or two on Robinhood, I'm not going to be the end of the world. But right now, I'm down about $5,000. So I'm going to talk about Dogecoin first, because that's like a major trend. Those of you who don't know, it's a cryptocurrency. There's a meme going around. It's been going around called Doge.
Yeah,
Doge,
but
Doge.
What's stopping that's from a meme. Being a Bitcoin?
So somebody made Dogecoin.
Elon Musk.
No, he didn't make Dogecoin.
Oh, really?
No, he just it's a meme. So, like, anyways, I was a part of the Dogecoin meme in 2017. I bought 100,000 Dogecoins for like $50. I don't even know what that is cost per coin. Like, right now, Dogecoin's about 4 cents a coin. So you could not get near that amount of coins for that price. Anyways, I bought that 3 years ago. I was holding on to it because it was funny. Like, it's a meme. I bought the coin for a meme. So I'm like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, 50
in the
bucks,
future,
whatever.
If this went to $1, I'd have 100K.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So in October, November, Dogecoin has been kind of having ups and downs of like trends. It like becomes like more and more popular, and then it hits its all-time high, and then it drops, and then it gets more hype, and people are starting to catch on to the Dogecoin vibe. So last October, I have this problem where when I'm up $400 or $500, I think, oh, maybe it'll go up to $1,000, and then I'll make $1,000. So I'm just not going to sell, and I never lock in those profits. So I seen my Dogecoin was up $300. This is in October. It's up $300. I'm like, yeah, that's a good amount of money. I'm going to just secure that position. So I sell all my coins for $250 profit. And a month and a half later, about 2 weeks ago, Dogecoin peaks at 8 cents. And I think I did the math. I would have made like 12 grand off of $50. So that would have been really nice had I not sold for $250 profit.
No, but like, let's be real here. It would have got up to 8 cents and you would have been like kept holding.
And then I probably would have. Yeah, but imagine, bro. Anyways, I can't think like that. That's the problem with trading the stock market, is you just cannot think like that.
No, you won. So you got
I got $250.
Yeah, you got $250.
But here's where we're at right now.
Oh, we got a buck.
Is I did not listen to David Dobrik's podcast advice, which is
buy on the rumor, sell on the news.
Sell on the news. So I bought on the news. And I got about real bad FOMO, so I wanted to buy more Dogecoin because I thought, you know, it could really go to a dollar. Like, Dogecoin to the moon. It still has potential to, so I'm holding these coins, right? But right now, my Dogecoin, I got an average cost of 5 cents per share, and the coin price right now is about 4.5 cents. So I'm down $560.
But it could go up.
It could go up. So we're going to hold. And then I also wanted to get in on the, you know, because Wall Street Bets was talking. They were doing GameStop at first, and I thought that was a little washed out. So I'm like, oh, what are they working on next? They got to be working on something next.
You got to join the Discord.
You know what I mean? So I'm in the Reddit group.
Oh, okay.
So I bought a BlackBerry, which was a very popular one they were talking about blowing up. I'm down $1,400 on that. I bought into AMC movie theaters.
That was
I am down about $1,600 on that. And then I tried to buy Nokia, because if you didn't hear, Nokia actually has great potential for like the far future, because they apparently are building the first cell tower on the moon. Nokia.
But how is that beneficial to us here?
for cell service. I don't know. It's a big deal. So anyways, like, how could that company fail? If they're the first people to put something on the moon, a cell tower on the moon, I thought, you know, I'm going to invest in them. All right. So I think their stock could go up high in the next 2 years, I'm saying.
Okay.
But the problem is Robinhood, there's also a lot of fuck shit going on with the app Robinhood. So their app was having a lot of trouble. They weren't letting you actually buy any of these stocks. So the only option was to sell, which made the stock price plummet, making a lot of people get scared and sell their stocks. Mm-hmm. So while the app is down, I order, I think, $3,000 worth of shares of Nokia. At the time, the price was like $5.50. For some reason, when the order placed, it sets the order for $7.50 a share.
Wait, how much did you buy? $300,000?
I think $3,000 worth of shares at about $5.50 a share. But when I put the order through, Robinhood glitched and gave me each share for $7.50. So off the bat, I'm down $800 because Robinhood gave me the shares for too much money. So anyways, I'm not doing so good on my Robinhood account. I should have taken more time to do research and not buy on the news. But that's where my cryptos are at. I'm holding all of them because, again, guys, if you're trading stocks or cryptos, you only lose the money once you sell.
Have you gotten money on Bitcoin? Or are you down on Bitcoin?
I have a pretty decent sized crypto portfolio as well. Decent size.
Do you think
keyword decent?
Do you think there's gonna be something bigger than
definitely Bitcoin? Up on all of those. In my opinion, again, I'm not a crypto guy. I'm a scooter kid that graduated eighth grade. But like I said this in a podcast before, I always say take the right advice from the right people. Yes. So I just listen and take the right advice from the right people. So I ask a lot of questions about the cryptocurrencies because I don't know any better. But I believe cryptocurrency is going to be a large part of the future. I don't see it not being a large part of the future.
But it doesn't make what crypto doesn't make sense to me. Say if we all use crypto in the future. But doesn't the stock go up and down all the time? So when's if like so this is a dollar right here. This phone's a dollar. And then tomorrow it's $2. So how does that work? Or tomorrow it's 50 cents.
Yeah, again, going back to it, I'm not the best person to like actually ask for the real advice. I just hear so many smart people say they fuck with it that like God forbid in the future they're right and I was stubborn and didn't do anything about it. Yeah. I'm gonna regret that.
Of course.
So, same thing. Like I've invested in some startups. I've put six figures into some startups that my mom and financial advisors have said, "Hey, this is not the best idea, but it was my opportunity." And I tell them, I'm like, "Listen, I would much rather lose $100,000 and it be my fault, than in the future learn that I could have made $2 million and it's your fault because I'm gonna resent you forever." I told my mom that. I said, literally, I would rather lose the $100,000 than miss out on potentially millions and be mad at you forever.
Can we ask what the startup is?
Not yet. Not right now. Oh, it's launching in the next couple months, and then I would love to talk about it.
Do I know about it?
I'm not sure. It's a company we're launching in the UAE.
Oh, and this is gonna be
over near Dubai, like near that region of the world.
Okay, with Coda or no?
Yes, that's correct. One? So we're working on that right now. But same thing with crypto. I don't know. I feel like I have FOMO, and I would hate to miss out. My average cost of my Bitcoin is probably $12,000. So I mean, like I've done good. Bitcoin right now is about $37,000 a coin.
Yes, and you think
my average cost a coin was about $12,000.
It's not peaking anytime soon, huh?
Bitcoin itself.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing because if you look back 2017, it peaked at like 20,000 just about. And then over like 2-3 years, it was dropped. In March of this year, it was at $3,000. And then the hype came back. It went even higher. So I don't know. My gut tells me if anything, it's gonna hover down. It's not going to make it back down like to 3K what it was before. Because people now, I feel like, have more trust in that it has value. Like a lot more of people.
Yes.
And it's become a way more mainstream, legitimate thing. So I could see that. Hold on to your money, though. You know what they say? Buy on the dip and let her rip. Yeah, so that's stock market. It's a great fun thing to get into. If you're a young kid, you're just turned 18. If you're 40 and you've never dabbled, like it's a great thing. You should be diversified. You should also be spending free time learning more about cryptocurrency, learning more about the stock market, learning more about real estate. There's a lot of extra time people have, and a lot of people don't spend it learning new things. So those are all great things to be a part of. It's a huge thing right now, so get on the wave.
So Snapchat started releasing a thing where they're giving $1 million a day, or breaking up $1 million a day to like their creators, their top 100 creators, and it's like on their stuff. If you go to the Snapchat Spotlight, And Tanner, I was using a bunch of my TikToks and none of them were popping. Tanner's like, just use one of my videos. Just use one of my videos.
Because I don't have it. I went on my Snapchat and I'm trying to win $1 million a day. Yeah. They're literally giving away $1 million to random people that upload basically on Snapchat's TikTok.
Yes. And it's all random. Like, so you could, your video could pop, your video could not pop. I don't know why a lot of people aren't talking about this or pushing this, because I feel like...
I think though, people don't know. You told me about it.
Yeah. And you were like, what? It's on their... If you go... So if you go to their Snapchat guidelines, but... We'll read the Snap guidelines. Spotlight's $1,000 USD a day.
1,000?
1 million, my bad. 1 million USD a day.
Submit, skipped a whole 999,000.
Submit your best video snaps for Spotlight for the opportunity to share more than 1 million that we're making available to creators every day.
That's insane.
Have you heard of anything like that?
No,
like,
and no, I gave you all AdSense. My content, though.
I know.
How's it doing?
It's doing pretty good. I got I haven't gotten paid yet, so, but 250K views. I don't know what that is in comparison. Like, 250K on a TikTok isn't great. Or it's great, but it's not.
But we don't know what people are getting on Snapchat. So, guys, we're working on it. Big goal for me. I feel like bigger than the goal is for you. I cannot wait for you to quit your job, bro. I can't wait. I actually think I'm more excited than you. I have to be.
You probably are.
I have to be more excited.
Like, I'm in that pit where it's like, bro, is it even, like, smart? Like, I don't know. Like,
but I mean, dude, if we could win that Snapchat thing, you'd already be in a good spot. And then maybe with this, I cannot wait for you to actually get to go quit your job and I get to go there and vlog that. Would you move in here? Like, do you think you'd be spending more time here? Because I was kind of thinking about it.
I don't know.
I don't think we would be good to live together 100%.
I agree. So I think it would probably be the same setup to the extent that it is now. Like, when you need me up here, I just drive up here. Oh, well. And then on weekends when you're like vlog or whatever days you are like set to vlog, then we'll obviously I'll just stay there until we're all winded down, settled down, and then I'll go back home.
Right.
Cause yeah, I feel like it's we work well because when we have our own space. Cause when we're together, like we're
even
like
last night, man,
we fight. Yeah, like we fight like brothers. Like, and so it's bad.
Last night it's 2 a.m. Me and Maverick have had a couple of beers. We're having some fun. It's literally 2 a.m. We're like the only ones here.
This guy's a cheater, bro.
Shut up. We start playing ping pong, and for some reason, Maverick plays 6 games with my editor, Nick, who was here last night, and then he wants to play me. So we start playing like speed games. It's like 2 a.m. I whoop his ass 2 games in a row. First 2 games, I didn't do any warm-up. Maverick had played 6 games, and then on the third game, he starts speeding it up like hella fast. Like, he's just serving. But I'm playing right back.
No, okay, so basically in ping pong, if you're like on one side of the table, you can't like juke out what side you're going to hit to. If you're standing on the left side of the table, you have to hit to the other opponent's left side when you're making the serve. I was playing those rules with Nick, and then when you were doing it, I was like, whatever, I'll let Tanner cheat. It doesn't really matter.
But you didn't say anything, and then 2 games go by, and then you're just justifying the fact that why I beat you, and you just say, "Oh, it's because you're cheating." Like, duh, no,
no.
And
then
as
soon as I started cheating with you, the same thing you're doing, I won.
You didn't win.
I won
by 1 point because we played to 29. We played to 29 each. If you don't know, you played to 21 in ping pong. We both had 29 points. He won on 30.
I still won.
And let me just add, the last 10-15 serves, I was shooting it straight, which was legal. Maverick was being a little fuck ass and shooting it all over the place, cheating on the last game, and you won that game. So moral of the story is we fight a lot. We don't fight a lot, actually. It's just
a little bit.
We need space.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we're like, yeah, we fight like brothers. That's a great way of putting it. how do we even start talking about this, man? Like, we're 3-4 weeks into the podcast game. We come from a very specific part of YouTube, I think.
A very small niche.
A very small niche. You know, my name's like known in the LA space and that whole TikTok bubble. It's known. It's a little bit known.
Yeah, but...
But we're not in that space. We're very much...
Jake Paul, Logan Paul.
We're very much out of the loop. And
the last podcast, I asked Tanner a question. I said, do girls have hobbies?
That was the first thing you said in the podcast.
Yeah.
First words.
And the reason why is because in Tanner's vlogs, I keep on trying to think of something, and like in his vlogs and his videos, I try to be the stunt man, like the thing that gets the attention when you watch his vlogs. It's like, bro, that Maverick character is fucking crazy.
Yeah, like Maverick made the video. That's Maverick's goal, naturally. Yes.
So I'm trying to think of something in the podcast. And so I'm new to this. I'm not doing anything physical or dangerous or crazy. So I'm like, what can
He's
I
He's just
say?
Using his words, which is new for Maverick.
Yeah, exactly. New. Yeah, talking is definitely something, not my strong suit. And you can tell because I fumble my words all over the place. But I was thinking, what can I do or say? So, like, I was having a conversation with my girlfriend about, like, she was being really stressed out about going to school because she studies super hard to be a nurse. And I was like, you need a, like, a hobby, something to take the stress away. Then I went home the next day and asked my mom about it. My mom immediately had, like, something to snap at. And I was like, oh, this will be good.
And, like, your mom got mad at you for asking her?
She was like, I have a hobby. I garden. And I was like, okay, exactly. You know, like, no, that was bad to say.
He's learning from it. But this is before he asked the question, okay? So this is where his mind was at. Just follow through. Stick with us,
like,
now.
I mean, like, a communal, whatever, however I say it, it's going to sound like I'm a sexist pig. But
just, Maverick is, he's asking this question himself, so bear with him.
No, because, yeah, obviously girls have hobbies. Girls snowboard, girls everything. Everything a guy does, girls do. But I was asking this. Whatever, my mom immediately had a reaction to it. And so I was thinking, okay, this would be great for comments, engagement. People will be like, what are you talking about? My hobby's this. What are you talking about? Da, 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 da. And it got spun to, like, me just being a misogynist.
Let me stop you here. This is where it got fucked up, because on this podcast, you know, you guys listen to what we have to say and you listen to that story all the way through. But on TikTok, we try to use TikTok as a platform to get new viewers over to the podcast, or maybe get some eyes that normally wouldn't see the podcast through TikTok. So we cut up different pieces of our podcast, and this time we accidentally, well,
Nick, shout out him for editing this so terribly.
We weren't thinking, and well, we used the first part of what Maverick said, which was, this might be sexist, but girls don't have hobbies. And then we kind of talk about it for the next 10 seconds, but there was no resolution to the conversation. It was just Maverick making a statement that girls don't have hobbies, and we put that on TikTok, which, if you're not in the TikTok bubble, there's a very specific group of people. A lot are younger. They're kind of more hip with the times and the things society is working on, if I'm using the correct words to explain that. People on TikTok can be a little more sensitive than, let's say, on Twitter or on YouTube or other social media platforms. Everyone's woke. It's a very easy platform to voice your opinion and kind of make good changes through society.
Yeah. And obviously, I don't believe what I said.
Of course not.
I was just trying to find something that,
like... But basically, we put that video on the wrong platform. And, well, we got quite the response to it, man.
Oh, yeah, we did. So we had probably, on the No Fox Given duet, or TikTok, we had about 300 duets or stitches. A couple of them had, like, half more views than what we put.
Like, 300,000 likes on some of these duets of people just flaming Maverick. Like, girls upset that Maverick said girls don't have hobbies.
One girl, Brianna Chicken Fry, on TikTok, and that's the one that stuck out to me because she had like 700K followers.
And she also has a podcast on Barstool Sports.
Yes.
She was a little upset about what you said.
She was, and so she made a TikTok just saying what I said and then showed a picture of my face, and then in the comments, she basically just said, his name's Maverick, that's what it stands for, and then, like, just basically trying to body shame me, right?
Kind of flipped the script on you a little bit, and since this girl made this TikTok, it kind of started this little outbreak of trend making a lot of other people be mad at what you said.
Yeah,
when it wasn't anything. We posted this clip 2 weeks ago, and this only started happening 3 days ago.
I was really surprised that she would go through, like, and body shame me, though. Not that, like, I'm like a, like, obviously I'm no, like, Bryce Hall, Josh Richards.
Of course, neither am I.
Sway Boy. I'm just some, like, average looking male.
Yeah, Maverick.
That just, like, is talking on a podcast. So, like, but still, like, I don't know. I just feel like that's so, like, anti-girl to do that. No?
It was very, sort of a double standard. I mean, her TikTok.
Her TikTok, I deserved it. Like, 1,000%.
You did. We'll give you that. And the craziest thing was just how much engagement our TikTok was getting, because it got 40,000 likes on our page. But then, no, sorry.
Your most viewed TikTok.
It got 12,000 likes, the TikTok did.
Yes.
But if you go in the comments of people roasting you, the comments had 60,000 likes.
Yeah.
I had to drop my phone there because I've been getting 6 calls throughout this podcast. I don't know why people keep hitting me up. So we wanted to take this matter into our own hands, and we wanted Maverick to kind of learn from the situation. And also, I want Maverick to explain his thoughts to this girl, Bree. So we're going to have her on. We're going to have a little conversation with her and kind of get this right.
Yes.
So let's have her on.
Hello, Bree. Welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
Pleasure. So I would say you kind of started a little bit of what was going on TikTok this week. So I just want to ask you, what was your first thoughts when you seen our TikTok of Maverick making his famous comment?
Yeah. First thoughts when I saw it, I was like, I fucking hate this kid. what is he saying? Why is he saying that girls don't have hobbies? I think it was just cut in a really bad way. And I obviously didn't watch the whole video. Like, I just wanted to beat you up. I was like so angry when I first saw.
I know you went straight for the body shaming. I was like, I was so surprised. But yeah, I obviously deserved it. Like, I'm not even gonna
No, you did.
I deserved it 100%. But the context behind the clip was I was hanging out with my girlfriend, and she's studying to be a nurse, and she just all day just religiously studies, and she's like gets stressed out, and I'm like, you need a hobby. Like you need one. And then she was just like, I have hobbies. And I was like, no, you don't. Studying is not a hobby. And then that's how – then when we got on the podcast, I wanted to like ask Tanner the question, and it just came off way wrong. And like I'm – yeah. Like I'm so –
We kind of incriminated ourselves because we edited that TikTok and put it on TikTok when it was super out of context and it didn't give any sort of actual direction of what we were trying to say.
Yeah. So,
Not the best.
Yeah, not the best on our part.
I guess I don't even. We wanted to kind of hop on here and let you shove some knowledge down Maverick's throat of how he can do a better job.
Yeah, about not being
in the future and learn from this situation. How do you think he could do that?
Yeah. Okay. Well, first, I do feel a little bad about the TikTok I made, but I feel like it was well deserved.
It was.
I had to make that. But going forward. If you have to start a sentence, this is going to sound sexist. Just don't say rest of the sentence, because it's not going to come off well. If you have to say that, I would keep it a convo behind closed doors with your boys. I wouldn't put it out there. But girls have lots of hobbies.
And
you were like, boys go to the skate park or whatever. I was like, dude, what? Like, girls do many things. Like, it's universal. Hobbies are universal. It's not just girls versus boys. But I do feel things taken out of context. So in the future, if you have to say this might be sexist, just don't fucking say it.
I think he also fucked up a little bit because he didn't come off like he was asking a question. He said it like a statement when it was a question. And if anyone who's actually friends with Maverick knows Maverick, they realize when he's asking a question. But he did a very poor job making that clear, and it sounded more like a statement.
Yeah, because like in Tanner's vlogs, I like always am trying to think of like the stunt to do. Like the big stunt that gets all like the attention. And so I was trying to think of something also in like the podcast round that like would get the attention, and I just got the wrong attention. I chose the wrong stunt. I'm still learning how to like use the platform or talk well.
This is what's really funny for the situation. He's not a social media person. He's like always like in my videos. He doesn't do social media like really himself. He posts on Instagram and stuff. So this was like a fat wake up call. And he was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, people are telling me I'm canceled. He didn't even know what that really meant. But
I was like so shocked. Like, because I was getting all these like hate comments and then the videos. And then there's multiple people that made videos. There's like 300 stitches or duets on the TikTok, and I was like, oh my gosh, people hate me.
Yeah, that was the cut. You shouldn't have cut the video like that. It was kind of, it was like your guys' fault that that happened.
It really was a bad cut. Massively blown out of proportion.
Yeah, but I give you props for addressing it, because I mean, a lot of people would just blow it over.
Yeah, 100%. Can we have to ask you now. This is a very important question. Can you tell us some of your hobbies?
Yeah, I edit. I like love making videos. I kind of do the same shit that you do. I would say that like makeup could be a hobby. Like 100%. Doing makeup is kind of like boys, I don't know, skating. Someone goes and like does makeup. It's a form of art. My hobbies are mostly like in the social media world. Like, I edit, I make videos, I collab with people. That's kind of my hobbies. Wow. I don't know. Are those good enough to your standards?
Heck yeah, they are. No, we were asking you. Yes. We're trying to educate Maverick a little bit.
Yeah. Girls have hobbies. I didn't mean it as such like a broad topic.
Yeah.
It's also, I think he meant it sort of in the context of like, like number one, not knowing. And number two, kind of saying like, okay, boys all get together and say, go on a fishing trip together. I guess he couldn't picture. So again, random question.
No, because like I had plenty of people come up to me and say like, no, girls go to the desert together, have fun, go ride dirt bikes. It's the same as guys. We just don't get credit for it. Or and if girls do it, they get bullied for it. And so a lot of people said that. And it's just, I think, we got to start changing how we think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really great. Could you hit any roast?
I mean, girls do the same exact thing you guys do.
Yeah, girls do the same stuff we do. They just don't get the attention they deserve for it.
Maybe that's true. Would you agree with that
or no?
Fuck. Can you guys hear me? Because everything cut out. I didn't hear.
Can you hear us now? How about now?
Yeah, I can.
Say that one more time.
Okay. Yeah. Girls' hobbies are basically everything guys' hobbies are. They just don't get acknowledged as well. Right? Or is that?
That was an open-ended question.
I would agree with
you. Okay.
No, that's a great way to put it. I feel like anything that guys do, girls also do. I think you just need to realize hobbies are hobbies. They're not for genders.
Right.
Correct.
Okay, Bree, so for anyone who doesn't know you, can you name kind of all your channels, all the different things you're doing in the social space?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, so I am Brianna Chicken Fry on TikTok. That's kind of who I'm known as, I guess, now. Also have multiple podcasts with Barstool Sports. You can just look up Brianna Chicken Fry, and yeah.
Sweet. Anything else you want to add? He can take it if you want to say something mean to him.
Yeah.
It'd be funny for content.
I mean, I still hate the fact that those words even came out of your mouth, but I know it was taken out of context. I still think you deserved the TikTok I made. I don't take it back, but I'm happier at least reflecting on it and you're not being an asshole about it. Props to you.
Thank you.
100%. Hey, well, thank you, Bree. I really appreciate you coming on. Guys, if you have not checked out her podcast, I'm going to leave links to those down below. Make sure you check them out. And maybe in the future, we could have you on for a full episode.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you so much for coming on.
All right, later.
Bye.
Of course. Bye.
Like, it is what it is.
I never said I'm sorry.
Truthfully, it's not like it's something that you should be sorry for saying. It was an honest question that you had.
I asked a question. I didn't say
which
a statement.
Which is why... Sorry, go ahead.
I asked a question. I didn't say a statement. I didn't say girls don't have hobbies. Because girls obviously have hobbies. I said it multiple times throughout the thing. Girls obviously have hobbies.
Yeah, and I was backing up that conversation.
But I just wanted to start a conversation. Like, I don't know. I was just trying to put you in a tricky spot to answer a question.
I think you did your job. It was good content. Like, it did its part.
Yeah, dude. And all day. Bro, when this started popping, I was... bugging, and then Tanner goes, dude, trust me, this is a good thing, bro. Trust me, bro.
You have to explain what bugging means.
Oh, bugging just kind of means like you're tripping, you're acting out of
He was a little stressed about the situation. He's calling me like, fuck. He starts feeling bad. He's like, is this really bad for the podcast? Blah, 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 blah. And I just keep telling him, because like I've been in this game a little while. I've received quite a bit of hate in my days, and I'm just telling him, Maverick, trust me, bro. I'm like, if anything, it's fine. Like, it's good publicity. It's going to overpass. Nobody understands the context of what you were saying. We just need to post more content on TikTok for those people who don't watch our actual podcast to hear stuff like this. It was an honest question you had, and it was just taken out of context. And also, I kept telling you, like, dude, it's TikTok. People forget on TikTok in 2 days.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not like I did something... Okay, not that I'm saying what I did was bad, but it's not like I...
You could have done way worse things. Like, let's be real.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't do any action. I just asked a question.
It was just more of an interesting learning experience for us because, like, same for me. Like, I always stay out of the limelight of, like, trying to say.
But a lot of the comments on her TikTok were, like, defending me. Like, the no fucks given army? Mad tough.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What were they saying?
They're basically just saying, like, oh, not a girl body shaming clown. Or, like, why would you mess with the bro Maverick? He's chill as fuck. Or, like, something
Again,
along
it was
those
it was
lines.
Taken out of context, man. But I think it was good. It was character building for you. Is a little needed for you. It's like ripping a Band-Aid off. You know what I mean? Like you just, instead of dipping your toes in, you just took a cannonball.
No, actually, well, like this was not the worst hate I've ever received though.
What was the worst?
Bro, that car crash.
Oh, our car accident?
I've never had more people like DM me or comment saying like, go kill yourself like in my life. Like than that, I was like, fuck.
Oh, so this was a little nothing then for you.
Yeah, that's why I wasn't like, I was just like really worried that we're going to like, it was going to hurt the podcast or you. You know what I mean? Like. Your image, I guess. Like maybe like a brand doesn't want to reach sponsor us now because now we're...
It was such a small thing though. It's not that... It wasn't even that.
For full context, if you want to like go back to our old episode 7, I got beat up by a model. where if you want to watch the whole podcast and you kind of explain where we come full circle with it, because the video was, the TikTok was out of context. But I'm glad we got to talk about it on this podcast. And just,
I think there was one more thing I wanted to say. I'm trying to think of what it was. No. That's another thing. Okay, Lindsay's here. We all run the podcast together. And she was just asking if, like, should we delete that TikTok? And I said, hell no, you shouldn't delete the TikTok because you didn't do anything wrong. And if you delete the TikTok, okay, I'm not saying what you said was good, okay?
Yeah,
obviously, we're past that. We know that what you said was not good. But it wasn't bad either because, again, it was out of context. You were asking a question. If we delete the TikTok, it looks like we're acknowledging the fact that we did something bad when in reality, we just got to come on here and get it right because we had really great intentions for this, for all of this. And I honestly, I think most of the people even listening right now aren't stressing on it. Like,
yeah,
you learn from it, man.
Yeah, you learn from it. I'm sure there'll be more hiccups in the future.
You have to make mistakes in order to get better. That is the only way you're going to improve.
I agree.
And this is a great way for you to get your whole body wet.
And yeah, exactly. And what are they going to do? Maybe go like cancel me and make me work another real job?
That's what I told Maverick. I said, dude, what are they going to do? Cancel you and make you go work a normal job? You already drive valet.
Yeah, so.
Where are you going to go? The only other thing was, thank God thank God this wasn't like a bigger thing that people would actually like long-term hate you for, because I was a little worried. Like, what if you're at work
and
somebody approached you and you said something way gnarlier? Anyways, speaking of work, man, how's valet going? How's that 9 to 5?
It has its ups and downs. I feel like right now during COVID is so slow. I just sit there with my, like, obviously it's busy, but it's like so slow during COVID.
You're definitely one of the people affected by this pandemic.
Oh,
in terms of work hours.
Yeah, I guess. Cause like technically there's way less to do now. You're not like, it's not busy every night like it usually is. So a lot of it's just standing around. You're not getting the same tips you used to get. You're not. Yeah, and then your hours are short because of that, because they're trying to make up for it. So they're trying to send people home. And since I'm a part-timer, they don't want to give me like this. They need the full-timer to have the hours.
Right.
So they don't want to like jeopardize everyone's tips. So they go, hey, Maverick, you want to leave early? You're more than welcome to. And then all the time I'm like, yeah.
I still think it's the weirdest thing, because whenever we go out to fast food restaurants, I swear I've mentioned this in a podcast, you are scared to ask for ketchup or forks and you tell me to do it for you. And then like thinking back for me,
we make a good deal like that.
But then thinking back for me, like if I had to work, say valet, and like, I don't know, like greeting new people multiple times a day is scary to me. But then like that's normal to you.
Yeah.
Like you've worked at Jamba Juice and you've done the customer service.
Well, I've had a normal, like I've had a job since I was 15 and a half, I think, when I was able to get my worker's permit. And I started working at a bike shop. And so like my whole, like literally since 15, that's all I've done is like deal with customers or deal with people, or
just second nature to you.
Yeah.
Speaking of dealing with customers, you've had to met some dickheads at valet, dude. Like, or maybe not.
Oh,
some dickheads.
Oh my gosh. I got to tell you the story. So there's a girl, she's leaving the hotel, and I go get her car, run back, and I go, oh, excuse me, ma'am, do you need help putting any bags away inside your vehicle? And the boyfriend she's with goes, nah, bro, she's good. She got it. And I was like, okay, well, I'm right here. If you like, I went to her. I was like, okay, I'm right here. And she goes, what are you trying to get her number? She's a fucking slut. You can have her number. I was like, holy fuck. Like, I'm like, what do I do? Like,
you're like, bro, I'm literally paid to help you carry bags.
I was like, oh my gosh. And then like, as soon as like, so I like, didn't want to like escalate the situation.
Was it kind of like, was he mad at her? Like, was there beef right then?
No. And then after she calls him,
after he called her a slut.
Yeah. She goes, oh my gosh, babe, it was $20. Knock it off, or something like that. Like, and so and then he goes like, don't touch my fucking money again. So I'm guessing she lost $20 gambling. I don't know. But I don't know how you justify this at all. But like, I didn't know what to say. It shocked me so hard. And then after she left,
I would have just smiled and like kind of stood there quietly.
Yeah. I didn't even smile. I just like kind of like was like looking at him like, bro, that is like out of pocket, like don't say that, like kind of give him like the vibe, like
yeah, like that was.
And then she leaves, and then he goes back into the hotel, and as he's going back into the hotel, fucking whores
to you.
Yeah. And then goes into the hotel, and I was like, what the, like that guy is just,
tell me more, bro.
I don't understand how like someone, what, like how do you get in a, put yourself in a situation where you're talking to a guy like that, like that type, like, you know,
father trauma.
You really think so?
Maybe not just that, but like, I don't know, like for sure, like a lot of girls are like that. That's like the thing of like mature girls don't date the guy they, or mature girls date the guy they need. Immature girls date the guy they want. I think that butchered that, but it's like it's along the lines of like immature girls chase dickheads.
Yeah. I guess. I agree. I definitely agree to that, but
not good.
I know, it's not. What do you mean? Agree to that? You know, many times like you see like this just toxic relationship and you're just like, why are they with this person? This person is doing nothing but hurting you. I get it. There's probably like they're probably mentally abused and they feel like they can't leave and that's like a big deal on its own.
A lot of people aren't able to see the right opportunities. I was talking to somebody about this the other day because they had just broken up with their girlfriend. I was trying to give them some like positive vibes. Like everything happens for a reason. The most cheesy saying. Oh, people are not good at seeing like the right opportunities. For instance, like I was, or at least, okay, to me, this is how I think because I like to make myself stay positive about things. I'm a very bad overthinker. I love taking things to the darkest corner I can if I let my mind go there. So I was talking to a girl for a couple months, this 2020, I was talking to a girl for a couple months. I like really in my mind, in my brain, in my heart, I wanted to date her. But there was all these signs that kept happening where it just wouldn't work. It wouldn't work. It wouldn't work. We're too far away. Something came up. This time we were supposed to meet up got messed up. It was just all these weird things. It just never flowed right. And I mean like taking the right opportunity because like me being competitive, I don't want to lose this battle. You know what I mean? Like obviously want to win probably even more now because she doesn't want me.
Oh, yeah.
Probably even
you
more.
You like the chase. You're addicted to
the
chase.
I love the chase. Who doesn't love the chase? When something's easy, why would you don't want it?
Love the hustle.
But the thing is like being able to notice those things that, I don't know, maybe it's God telling you, yo, this ain't right for you. But yeah. I'm not going to take it from you. It's like that story in the Bible, like you got to move the rock out the cave. Like you got to move the rock yourself.
Yes.
I'll help you.
I feel like I'm the opposite. I hate the chase. Like, at first, the chase is cool, right? And then all of a sudden, when it just never works out constantly, you're just like...
Well, that's what I mean. That's taking the right opportunity. So it's like, okay, I really like this girl, but I just got to cut her off. It's not meant to be. It's not going to work. I got to accept that fact, move on, and there's other things waiting for me in life. And you're not going to find those other things unless you're good at taking those right opportunities and being self-aware that, like, maybe... Or maybe you think about life differently, but maybe God doesn't want you to have that right now. That's also a way I think about my cars, for instance. Or that's the way I think about everything because I try to stay optimistic to see the right opportunities in every situation.
Okay. Yeah, no, I agree.
So that's why people get stuck in those kind of relationships, going back to your valet story, because maybe they're not able to understand that. To them, it's the end of the world, and they didn't look past that.
They're stuck. Well, I hope that girl is doing a lot better and is not with that shitty dude. Okay, so some guy pulls up in like an old 1990 Crown Vic, maybe even older.
Crown Vic are the old police cars.
Yes.
Okay.
So, like probably like the first generation. Whatever. He comes in and I'm like, "Hello, sir. Welcome to so and so. Can I get a last name?" And he gives me his last name. And he goes, "You ever drive one of these before?" And I go, "Yeah, I love these cars. They're pretty fast, huh? 385 horsepower." And he goes, "How'd you know? You know your cars?" And I was like, "Yeah, I love cars. A Crown Vic would be a pretty cool car
to
have.
It's a V8, right?"
Yeah. And I was like, "Just too bad they only come automatic." And he goes, "No, that's the best part." And he goes, "Look at those back seats back there. Never been sit in." And I was like, "Really? Never been sit in?" He goes, "Yeah, not once in whatever. I think the
20
cars,
years.
Whatever. Yeah. No, it's like older than that, 90s, 30 years. Not once in 30 years." And I was like, "Wow, that's pretty impressive. There's no way I could do like not sit in my back seat." And so basically I was like, I like asked the guy, I was like, "Can I please sit in the back seat?" Like now that you bring it up.
You asked him?
Yeah.
Bullshit.
I know.
Bullshit.
Okay, so
gap.
I go to the I try to save myself.
Don't save yourself.
I go to the parking lot.
Read the sign.
No fox given. Okay.
Continue.
So I go to the parking lot. I'm looking at the back seat. I'm like, "Damn, that back seat looking extra scrumptious." So I might have sat in it.
Sat in it?
Allegedly.
But you just sat in it.
Yeah.
How long?
Like literally 3 seconds. Cause no, not even 3 seconds. Like I sat
just to say you did.
Just to say I did. Cause I was like, and then after I felt so shitty, I was like, "I'm a terrible human being. He probably knows that I did this." And then what's even crazier. Okay. After I did it, I felt kind of like on edge. Like I was like, "I'm a fucking asshole," but whatever. And then,
only fucking you, bro.
I know.
Only you.
And then 10 seconds, like literally 10 seconds later, he calls down to the valet. He calls down and he asks to bring his car back up. And I was like, I was tripping because I just like, oh my gosh, he knows.
How would he know?
I don't know, but he knows. And then he comes back up and I bring his car back up and he's like,
you're shitting your pants?
I know. Yeah. He's like, brought my phone. And I was like, then I go and repark it. And I was like, oh my gosh.
Overthinking ass, bro.
Dude, I felt like such a terrible person.
Why? You sat in a car seat.
I know, but he was so proud.
And you just had to soil it. Soiled it.
I honestly don't know if we can put that in.
That's like, don't press the red button. Click.
Click. He's living his whole life as a lie now.
That's
hey,
going
in.
You
got a Valentine?
I possibly, maybe, could, might, possibly.
You capping.
Eventually have a Valentine.
Eventually.
Not like a, it's not an official Valentine, but I think I have a lady friend I'm going to share Valentine's Day with.
Do tell.
What do you want to know?
What are you doing? What's your game plan?
Well, I don't really know. I just said, hey, if you're still in town, you should spend Valentine's Day together.
Wait, how do you know this girl?
I've been known her.
You've been known her?
3 years.
How'd you meet her?
I slid in her DMs on Instagram like 3 years ago.
What was the slide? Let's read the DM. What's Tanner's game like?
You know what I said?
What?
This is one of my proudest moments. Let me crack my fingers here.
Take notes, boys.
I said to her, okay, I clicked on Instagram, and I seen her bio said Texas. She's from Texas.
Oh, okay.
And I said, are the rumors true? I left it at that. Are the rumors true? Think about a girl reading that DM from like somebody with like a couple million followers even. Like,
yeah.
My always goal, bro, with girls is you got to get them to reply.
Yes, of course.
100%. That's step one. Because they could look at it, never see it again. They'll never think about you again. So I said, are the rumors true? She's obviously reading it like, who told this fucker or something? She probably got a rumor in her head that she think I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
She definitely does.
No, it's not that he's talking about. So she obviously asked what, and I said, is everything bigger in Texas? Clean.
Yeah, her weight was lifted off her shoulders. You got her to reply back to you.
Broke the ice. Then she's like, all right, that was a good one.
That was a good one.
And then I met her in LA. This was like right after my first girlfriend. So like 2018, that's like when I met her.
Is the girl you're going to marry, huh?
Who?
This girl you're talking about.
I wouldn't mind it. Yeah. For sure, but there's a lot of girls I'd like to marry. But I got to figure out which one's the best.
Yeah, but I feel like...
But I definitely have, yes, definitely fat crush. And then now, we talk every couple months, on and off. Hung out a couple of times. And we started talking again. So I might do that. Okay, I kind of want to go snowboarding.
Are you going to go visit her?
No.
Oh, okay.
She's out here.
All right.
She's visiting.
Ooh, okay, perfect. So what brings her out here?
Good question.
No idea. You don't really ask questions like that?
I'm going to hang out with her. And I don't know if we'll spend Valentine's together. It will be fun. Otherwise, I'm going to Colorado and going snowboarding.
Oh, yeah. You've been talking about that.
For sure. I'm hella into snowboarding now, dude.
I've seen.
Deep into snowboarding. Since the last podcast, bro, I've been going. I've been active. I double flared a scooter the other day, dude, to wood.
I was out of pocket.
Double backflip.
I was so sore. I couldn't. I was like, dude, what is he doing?
I've been just doing my thing lately. Like, I just woke up that morning. I didn't eat any breakfast. I drank like literally some water. We went to the skate park. That's normal though for you. I don't really eat until like 5 p.m.
You drink like half your coffee. Is it still sitting there?
That's Lindsay's. Oh, she's okay. Worse than I am. She sips on her coffee like all day and it's that full.
Okay. You literally eat like a bird. And I like get told I eat like a bird. And I was like, no. Tanner.
I know
like
my eating habits have been really toxic, like more toxic the last like week or two.
The other day you got In-N-Out and you literally ate 2 bites.
I know, dude.
And just left it there on the table.
It's because like once I get on a good one with work and I get excited about that, it's like that becomes my only thought. And I get in like this bad rut and then kind of like, okay, everything in my life seems to snowball in whatever direction I let it.
Yes.
So like the food thing, I got off that like being consistent and like, because it's really stupid that I have to like remind myself to be consistent eating. Like if I don't think about it, I just won't. Like I just won't.
Which is crazy. I just feel like hunger is like everything about me.
I don't like food. It's annoying. Like I wish I could just smack on some chicken.
I say that with pooping. I hate pooping. I probably
really? Once. I love morning shits, bro.
I probably poop once every 4 days.
That's weird. I poop every single morning.
Is that bad? That's bad.
You need more fiber.
I just feel like it's like it takes too long. Like, I just wipe and wipe.
What? It's watery?
No, no. I wipe and wipe and wipe and wipe. And it's just like wiping a dry erase marker. It just doesn't end. And I'm like,
ew. What? That's the issue?
And it's just too time consuming. It's not like...
See, that's how I feel about food, bro.
If a poop was a no wiper, if you could just poop, not wipe, good, you're out.
That's just amazing to me that that's your issue with pooping is the wiping part.
Yes. Because like, what's wrong with just sitting down, chilling on your phone? It's the wiping part. That's just like, ugh. Then you wipe too hard and then now your butthole's bleeding.
What? Oh, Maverick.
I can't be the only one. I can't what? Be the only one.
Bro, what? Like what?
You've never like pooped or wiped, like pooped.
If you have a stomachache and you shit like 4 times in a day, understandable. But you poop once in 4 days and your booty hole bleeds? What?
No, that's like when I have like a, like a, just a gross.
You never hit that. Okay, like. Cause
wait, do you shave your butthole hair?
No.
No?
So I shave like.
It's just like a forest down there?
Like not the not the gooch and like, but I shave my like everywhere else.
Okay.
But like not the butt crack and gooch.
Not the butt crack. Okay.
That's how you get in there.
I know, bro. Maybe you need like a girl to like help you out here.
Like you put, I don't know how it would work.
Just a leg up on the table. You know, Bobby. Okay. Bobby Rivas is one of our scooter friends. Sends me a video of his girlfriend shaving his asshole.
Oh God.
Brave woman, huh?
Why?
After he did it, he said, bro, it's so much better. You wipe 3 times, done. Farts louder. I've only seen positive.
Because there's no insulation.
Yeah, there's no insulation. It just got the claps.
The booty cheeks?
Yeah. Have you ever had one of those like where it's like here in the shower, it's all wet?
Listen, hear me out, hear me out. Whenever you're like in a group of people and there's hella people around and you know it's a big one. And you kind of like lift one of your cheeks.
Yes, it does. Make any noise. Okay.
And it just goes.
You feel it, dude. You feel that.
Yeah, and you're like, hell yeah. You're like, hell yeah. No problem.
No. What about airplanes?
What about airplanes?
Do you fart a lot on airplanes?
Nah, not really.
I swear I fart the most on airplanes. And I swear.
I feel like coughing is the new farting.
Oh, for sure.
For sure.
If someone coughs, you're just like...
Like, I feel like if you were on a plane and you coughed, you'd have a way worse reaction than if you ripped ass. We should test that.
I feel like on airplanes, farts don't smell.
Think of how many people fart during a plane ride.
Yes. And I've never once been like, someone farted.
Flying to Australia, bro, by the end of that trip, the air must be made out of poop particles. Like, it has to be. It
has to be. That's like I'm breathing through your nose.
Get that nice whiff in.
No, it filters it, I thought, right?
Yeah, it does. It's true. He's right. 20% oxygen.
To bring it full circle.
Hey, man, speaking of farting on airplanes, you didn't even tell me about your Valentine.
Oh, I'm not celebrating it this year. Actually, that's a lie. So she, like, when she's a nursing...
That was a spoon.
She's a nursing student. And so she goes to, like, she has, like, clinicals, which is, like, where it's in the hospital schooling, where she, like, works a full shift just being trained. And she works that day. So I can't go visit her. She told me not to because she has to study for her test too. And so I was like, damn. But I did like...
Can I be the devil on your shoulder really quick and just like tell you how my overthinking ass would...
Well, I also like... No, I sent her flowers. Like, so flowers will be delivered to her
door. I'm just going to say some fuck shit because I don't know why I just thought of this.
Okay.
You never overthink and be like, why did she want me to come on Valentine's Day? Does she have another Valentine?
No, I don't ever think like that.
You don't
that.
Go there?
No. I think that she legitimately has school and she...
See, I try to hurt myself emotionally.
Why? Why
I
don't know. Do that?
My brain went there. First thing, that was the first slide I had.
The first part of any relationship is trust. And if you can't trust, then what is the relationship?
I have major trust issues. I bet you do too, Lindsay. Yeah, do you? I have commitment issues, like heavy, with anything in my life.
No, okay. At first, like, I want to say like... But then when you finally just like commit, like in your mind, like, okay, this is 100%.
I'm never there, dude. I can't get there. It scares me.
Really?
And then once I have that and I'm to a point where it's too foundation, there's too much foundation and I feel too deep, I start, without even wanting to, I start being a dick and causing more problems to kind of back myself out of the situation because I'm literally scared of how committed I am right now.
Yeah.
And I reverse the situation and I get, or at least, okay, this is what I used to do because I haven't dated somebody in a year. And then I would get them so far like gone that they were almost borderline about to break up with me. And then I would like reel it back in and be like, oh, that was close. And then I see how close I get the next time. That's a really bad habit,
dude, bro.
But that's me honestly acknowledging that. And again, I haven't dated anybody in a year, but that's like a problem I had, like the commitment thing.
I think because you're also just so stressed with like work and like you also get in your head where it's like, well, have I even met the right girl yet? Like, I don't know. There's still
of course,
a million girls. That's how you think.
That is how I think. Yeah. But then also going back to like, she has the same problem. My sister is like, I don't know. I feel like growing up our life, we never had like, there was never any like anything set in stone, but also same for you, dude. Like, so how do you have that mindset?
With me, it was always weird because I was like, because this is my first like relationship.
Right.
Like,
ever. Quote,
and I've never like been in a household where like parents are together. How do parents treat, how does like a spouse treat another spouse? And that was like, as weird as that I was like, how do I even know if I'm like doing this right? You know what I mean? Like, cause you never, like, I never had that like interaction where like,
of course you didn't see your parents love each other.
Yeah, exactly. So that was also like a big fear of mine. Cause I was just like, well, am I going to be built to like just have a divorce because of that? Because I've never seen,
right,
like when someone gets like, when you have an argument, like I never saw my dad make up with my mom and that's how you do it.
Yeah. It was always like some not violent, but at least for us, like trash cans get broken. Propellers get thrown at surfboards.
Okay. Well, luckily for me.
Do you remember that? The propeller being thrown at the surfboard? Dad's like propeller on the back of his boat. Remember mom threw it at dad's surfboard? Oh, I forgot the propeller part of it. Do you remember that though? I remember the surfboard. Shit got hectic.
Damn. Okay. Luckily for me, my parents' divorce story is a little way more mellower
than ours.
I was 6 years old.
Right. Okay, I was 9. She was 11.
And we came back from Disneyland. Okay. Disneyland is an amusement park in California. I hope everyone
knows. Me this.
And they sit us down on the couch. We just got back from Disneyland. And they basically explained to us, like, we're unhappy together. We'd be happier if we lived in separate homes. We still love you. And I was like, yeah, whatever. You do you guys. You guys took us to Disneyland. You guys deserve everything. My sister's crying on the couch. And I'm like, why are you crying, you selfish little whatever?
Brat.
Yeah, exactly. And then me and Spencer were like, okay, let's go play Jaguar in the playroom. You know what I mean? We used to pretend we were Jaguars. We were weird. But
so that's amazing that you had a mature outlook that at 6 years old, you realize how
I
are you being.
I didn't know what it was.
But I know, but you told your sister, how are you crying right now? That's selfish. Like,
yeah, because I was like, we just went to Disneyland. You know what I mean? I got this like light up sword. Like, what are you arguing
you're like,
about?
What's the issue here?
Exactly. What's the issue here? And then my sister had to go to like therapy and all that stuff. And I still was just like, how could you be so like, I don't know. But now looking back at it, I understand everything. Like looking back. But during the time, I was just like, how is my sister being such a selfish brat? And then same with my brother. My brother was pretty, he was younger than me. He's 3 years younger than me. And he would not go to my mom's house. Just refuse. Just like cry, scream, kick, whatever it took till my dad picked him up. And I was just like, how are you going to hurt mom's feelings? Like, and now obviously I understand.
Yeah, what's going on, how everything was. I think such a crazy like thing to think about is, do you ever look back on your life growing up as a child and think, I was watching my parents grow up as well? Do you ever think about that? Because looking back now as an adult and seeing, okay, when I talk about me and my mom not getting along when I was 12, 13, I also am able to look back and see her lifestyle and like how stressful that must have been being a single mom. She didn't know what the fuck she was doing, figuring out how to raise us.
Okay,
like that whole thing. But it's kind of crazy to look back and realize that your parents were equally figuring it out. Like, we look at our parents like they're superheroes.
You are a different case, though. Okay, let's be real here. You were at like at 16, you were making more money than your parents, right?
15, yeah.
15, making more money than your parents. It's not like your parents can say, knock it off or tell you what to do. You had that mindset. She can't tell me what to do. I'm this successful dude.
But what I'm saying is watching your parents grow up, you don't realize you're doing that. Like even right now, our parents are still growing up and figuring out life. I don't know. It was just a random thought I had. I think it's really interesting our perspectives on the same thing. I think that so much stems to how we were raised in like little ways.
Yeah.
Many little ways you look back and you can see where a lot of things really came from and where they stemmed from. Because going back to like the commitment thing, my brain was like seemed to have been like wired on nothing was ever certain. So like my brain got used to like, okay, this is really great, but I'm not going to have this forever. And I know that.
No, I.
So I would rather get rid of it now.
Okay.
Than deal with getting more in love with it and then losing it later. So mm-hmm. that's like what's engraved in my mind. And then you have a completely different perspective because of how you were raised. But you got to go out to see your girl for Valentine's Day, bro. You can't just let her tell you.
I send her flowers and they'll show up at her door. It's kind of ruined the surprise now, but.
No, this won't be out till. Oh, it'll be out before. She's not going to listen this far. All right, guys, it is that time of the podcast. We are here to announce the winners of the giveaway. I'm going to let Maverick announce the iPhone. And so, okay, I'm going to let Maverick announce the first winner. This is the winner of the iPhone 12 or the PS5, whichever one you prefer and you would rather have. Here is the winner.
The winner of the iPhone or PS5 is Amy
Hughes.
Amy Hughes.
H-U-G-H-E-S.
Twitter is at Amy Hughes YT.
Winner of this giveaway is 4,000% coming out to my house. This pandemic going on in the world right now is at an absolute peak. It's the worst it's been. The USA has the most deaths of any other country. We do want to be as safe as we can. So we're going to kind of play this by ear over the next 2 to 6 months and really kind of find a good gap and make sure that everyone's COVID tested, us included, and just make sure it's overall safe. I get that's mainly what I wanted to say. So the winner of coming out here.
Drum roll, please.
At Iggy B Poppin. That is IGGYBBEPOPPIN. You won the trip out here. Cannot wait to meet you and actually get to hang out, come on the podcast, talk about your life. So we're going to get in contact with you. We're going to figure out the best time for you to come out here. I really want to say thank you, anyone who voted us 5 stars on the iTunes charts. You really don't realize how much you are making me and Maverick's dream come true with this podcast. It has seriously been such an amazing ride, and it's given my life so much purpose. Like, I'm getting goosebumps saying that because I really just came up with that naturally. Like, this podcast has given me so much life, more than any of you would ever realize, because you see me on YouTube all the day, and to a lot of people, it's just a podcast, or it doesn't seem like that big of a deal, but it's truthfully given me, and I can confidently say the same about Maverick. It's given us so much purpose.
Thank you.
So much to look forward to, so much drive, so much motivation, and it's giving us a new thing to be passionate about.
Yes,
which is so important in life. I cannot stress that enough. It is so important to find the right thing to be passionate about, and you almost can't find it. I feel like this found us.
Yes.
And we really want to say thank you for voting us 5 stars in the iTunes charts and helping us come this far.
All right. Well, thank you again. Love you guys. It's been Maverick.
It's been Tanner. We will see you in the next episode of No Fox Given. We're out. Peace.